Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're the show that cracks open the latest books, articles, you name it, and basically pulls out the good stuff for you.
Yeah, think of it like your shortcut to being in the know without needing to read, well, everything yourself.
Exactly. And today, we are really excited. We're diving into a book that honestly has grabbed our attention quite a bit. It's called The World's Greatest Marketer, The New 4 P's of Marketing for the Age of AI.
Mm-hmm.
And we're specifically looking at the very beginning, this intriguing bit called the Found Note Introduction by someone named JP.
And what's just immediately captivating about this, right from the get-go, is this this backstory they hint at, this idea that these notes, these marketing ideas, were supposedly found
right
in an old wine bottle. Here's some abandoned shack out in the Outer Banks.
I know.
It tells you straight away, okay, this isn't your standard dry business read. It feels like maybe unearthed wisdom, something older.
It totally painted this picture for me. This this author figure, JP, they describe him as a barefoot has-been, maybe a bit out there.
Yeah. And did they mention a goat?
Oh, yeah. A goat named KPI, which is just perfect. It's so far from the usual slick marketing guru image, you know?
Completely. It makes you lean in and think, okay, maybe this person actually sees things differently. Like you're getting insights that haven't been sort of sanitized by the corporate world.
But you feel like you're getting the raw stuff.
Exactly. And JP talks about this visitor he had, someone who came to his porch. She wasn't asking about the latest, you know, growth hack or tactic.
No.
He writes, and this is a quote, "She wasn't looking for tactics. She was looking for something true. Something old that still works in a world obsessed with the new." Doesn't that just resonate? Especially with like the constant flood of new trends we all see.
It absolutely does. It taps into that feeling, I think, that desire for something, well, authentic in a marketing world that sometimes feels like it's just chasing the next shiny thing.
Yeah, always the next thing.
And the book itself, or at least how JP sets it up here, it isn't a rigid manual. He's very clear. He says, this isn't a map, it's a compass.
Love that analogy.
Me too. Don't look for step-by-steps. Look for direction. Don't wait for the data to tell you what you already feel. What's your take on that part?
Oh, the compass versus map thing is just brilliant. Especially, you know, for anyone trying to navigate all the noise out there today. It suggests JP isn't handing out answers on a plate.
Right.
He's offering, like, a way to orient yourself, a guiding principle. And that bit about not waiting for data, wow, in our world, which is so data-driven.
Totally data-obsessed.
Right. It makes you pause and think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How often do we maybe overthink things, wait too long for the numbers, and ignore our own gut feeling, our intuition?
It feels like permission, almost, to trust our instincts again, which is, frankly, quite refreshing.
Liberating, yeah.
And then there's his take on, well, weirdness. He actually says, and if something in here sounds a little too weird to work, good.
Yeah.
It means you're paying attention. That line really jumped out at me. Why do you think that's so important, that specific point?
Well, it's fascinating because he takes something, weirdness, that we usually see as like a warning sign.
Yeah,
right?
Usually bad.
And he flips it. He says, no, that's actually a good sign. It suggests that maybe the ideas that really connect, the truly original ones, might feel a bit uncomfortable at first. So for you listening, it kind of asks, are you maybe dismissing things just because they don't fit the usual pattern? Could those weird ideas be the key?
It definitely pushes back against that tendency to play it safe, which, let's be honest, happens in every field, but maybe especially in marketing sometimes.
Sure does.
So, okay, this found note, it's clearly not just fluff. It's really setting a foundation, isn't it, for a different way to approach marketing, especially now with AI doing more and more of the tactical work.
Precisely. JP's opening salvo here really nudges you, the listener, to think beyond just, you know, AI for automation or data crunching. It forces you to consider the human stuff, the fundamentals that still matter. It begs the question, if AI can optimize the bids and personalize the emails, what's left for us? What's the uniquely human thing that makes marketing work?
And JP's answer right from page one seems to be that connection, that underlying truth and whatever you're putting out there. It's a really strong starting point for a book about the new 4 P's in the age of AI.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a powerful reminder, I think, that even with all this amazing tech, the core hasn't changed. It's still about understanding people, connecting emotionally. That remains vital.
So, yeah, as we start unpacking this intro, it's obvious the world's greatest marketer isn't aiming to be just another textbook. It feels more like a philosophy, a shift in mindset.
Definitely mindset shift. He's really challenging that total reliance on data alone, urging us to value our judgment, our intuition, too.
Which brings up a good point for anyone listening, really, when you're taking in any information. How do you balance that, the hard data versus your own feel for things?
Yeah, that internal compass JP talks about. Maybe we need to trust it a bit more than we do sometimes.
Then he wraps up this note with such a memorable line. Now go find your rhythm and don't forget the weirdness.
It's great, isn't it?
It really is. It just perfectly sums up his initial message.
It feels like a call to action. Embrace what makes your perspective unique. Find your own way to operate authentically, even with all the tech buzzing around. For you listening, maybe it's about trusting your own way of seeing things, of connecting the dots.
So, just from this first look, this deep dive into JP's found note, we've already got a ton to chew on. It definitely steps outside the usual business talk. It's a refreshing take on where marketing might be going.
Agreed. And maybe where learning and connecting are going too.
Yeah.
And it leaves us and you with a pretty provocative thought to mull over, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In an age where AI can handle more and more tactics, is the real skill, the true art of marketing, becoming less about the how-to and more about fostering that genuine human connection
Yeah.
and maybe even embracing, well, the unexpected, the weirdness?
That is a fascinating question to start with. Join us next time on the Deep Dive. We'll go deeper into the world's greatest marketer and start exploring what JP's new 4 Ps might actually look like.